Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Tuesday, October 5th, 2021, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 89, the first paragraph, Practical Experience Shows That Nothing. Reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Rhonda R., 12 Traditions, Terry H. Reader of the text is Dana P., and Stephanie L. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Eileen M. The reference number for Monday, October 4th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 17,862. That's 17862. And for this morning, Tuesday, October 5th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the number reference number is 17,866. That's 17866. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Mary B., and Robin P. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I'll now ask Rhonda R. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Rhonda.
Hello, Dawn. Thank you. Thank you for your service. I'm Rhonda R., a grateful recovered compulsive eater in Atlanta, Georgia. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And thank you for the opportunity to do service this month.
Thank you so much, Rhonda R. And now I will ask Terry H. to please read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you so much for your service. My name is Terry H. I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Pensacola, Florida. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, our common welfare should come from first, personal recovery depends on OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as we may express ourselves in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting others or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-profitable, professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be of service on the Tuesday team this month. With that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Terry H. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 89, the first paragraph, starting with, "Practical experience shows that nothing." Reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. I will now ask Dana P. to begin reading. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Dawn. Can I be heard?
You sure can.
Thank you so much. This is Dana P. I'm in California. I'm such a grateful member of this beautiful program. And if you're new, listen up, because this is all about you. And really, this entire book is all about you. And so we're on page 89, chapter 7, Working with Others. Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail. This is our 12th suggestion. Carry this message to other alcoholics! Exclamation point. You can help when no one else can. You can secure their confidence when others fail. Remember, they are very ill. Wow, wow, wow. When I came to this program, I was very, very ill. And we all are. I had to give myself some grace around that. And when I approach people that are new, I give them that same grace. And what does that really mean? It talks here about practical experience. So what is practical? And so I looked that up, and it says, of or concerned with the actual doing or use of something rather than with theory and ideas. So, you know, I can read all the books. I can go to all the classes. I can get all this great information. But as another wise teacher said, you know, I had a lot of information, but no transformation. And that transformation only comes through practice. And practical practice, right? Practicing it. And so then I come to this word immunity. And what is immunity and where does that come from? Immunity comes from inside of us. So we're essentially inoculated. And I think everyone can relate to that in this time right now. So it's something that comes inside and it's kind of sharp, and hopefully you don't feel that part of it. And gratefully, I'm quite good at giving that part of the immunity through the sharp needle. But it does come through some pain, you know, something sharp. And then, boy, it really burns, especially this one that we've just recently gotten really burns. And it can cause some side effects that are really uncomfortable. But what happens in that is that we become stronger. We become stronger from the inside, right? So it is that, gosh, wow, that power that lives inside of us that is strengthened by this inoculation. And it works when other activities fail. So all these other things I tried for years and years and years continued, you know, I continued to get sicker. And each time that virus, I'll use that word, each time that illness got mutated and became stronger and stronger and stronger. And so 12th suggestion, what is 12? Well, I don't believe that I ever graduate from this program. I absolutely don't believe. And if I do, then I'm going to fall down and I'm going to go right back into the food and my disordered thinking. But it's, we take these steps in order. And when we get to 12 in school, it's kind of a rite of passage into adulthood, isn't it? So now we get to take what we've learned out and share it with others. And truly, you can help when no one else can. And just briefly, I know my time's running out, but I would like to go back to page 181 where Dr. Bob talks about why he gives service. And it's four things he says. One, it is a sense of duty. Two, it is a pleasure. And I add the word joy. It is a pleasure and a joy because truly it is. I cannot tell you how beautiful. Number three, because in so doing, I am paying my debt to the man who took time to pass it on to me. And four, because every time I do it, I take out a little more insurance for myself against a possible slip. And that's the immunity right there. So thank you, Dawn, and thank you, everyone, for your patience. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Dana P., for getting us started in a great way. I will now be opening up the line to take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Freya H.
Freya H.
Carrie G.
Carrie G. Who else would like to share?
Eileen.
Eileen.
M.
Robin. Robin P. in Costa Rica.
Robin P.
Jody E.
Jody E.
Jordan L.
Jordan L. And we'll stop there. I have Freya H., Carrie G., Eileen M., Robin P., Jody E., and Jordan L. Freya H., please get us started. Thank you.
Thank you. My name's Freya H. I'm a recovered compulsive eater bulimic, and I'm in Colorado. Am I being heard? I'm going to assume
you sure are. Yep.
Great. Wow. I love this paragraph. I'll try to keep it really simple in what I say, but what comes to mind is back in the doctor's opinion, there's a story about the man who went to the deserted barn, you know, just thinking I'm hopeless, I'm going to die. And he says, you know, I don't want to try your program unless you can, you know, assure me that I will, it says in the future that I will have the willpower to resist the impulse to drink. And he's saying, if you can give me immunity, then maybe I'll try your program. And this is what this paragraph is telling us. It says, here's our immunity. It's intensive work with others who share my compulsion. And I looked up the word intensive, and it says very thorough and vigorous. And so not occasional, not haphazard, but another definition of intensive is quickly. So that really devoting myself to working with others is how I get the immunity. And as a newcomer, this used to really, really scare me. And even being in the program for a while, It took me a long time to wrap my brain around this because I was so self-centered. I did not think I was going to be able to be other-centered. And so this scared me. I thought, great, I'm going to have to do this and I'm not going to want to, and I'm not going to know how. And so I kind of dilly-dallied through the steps because I didn't really look forward to doing this step. And today it is absolutely my favorite. You know, people sometimes ask, oh, what's your favorite step? Or if you have a choice to speak on a step, and this one encapsulates them all. So this is, I have to say, hands down my favorite one. And I had an experience at some point, it clicked, where I realized that if I want to get better and stay better, I must get through these steps so that I can have this spiritual awakening, so that I can carry this message. And that is how I'm going to get better and stay better. And that really lit the fire under me. So it took several years, many years in program for me to get that. But now I'm a believer. And so if you are new and you're not there, or if you don't know how to work with others, or don't think that you're going to want to, the beauty of the steps is that they're in order. So by the time that I get to step 12, by the time that if I have worked the other steps to the best of my ability, I will be prepared. I will have this spiritual awakening. I'll be given everything I need, and it's going to come from my higher power. It's not, I don't need to have self-reliance when I work with others. And I'll just, the last thing I'll say is that line, you can help when no one else can. The codependent in me can take that the wrong way and think, oh my goodness, I have to take on responsibility for someone else's recovery. And I do not think that's what this is saying. I just get to let God work through me, and God does the work. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Freya H. Carrie G., will you share with us now, followed by Eileen M.? Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. This is Carrie G., gratefully a compulsive overeater and coming back from relapse. So just so grateful to be a member of A Vision for You. And thank you so much to the two that got us started. Yes, this idea that I can get through the steps. Thank God for this chapter, this book, to carry this message to other alcoholics. That sentence with the exclamation point, it just allows me to remember that step 12 is the whole goal of the program. And I'll never forget, I heard a speaker at the OALA birthday, and he would always have teach a newcomer this idea first. Before powerlessness, he would always take people through this chapter first, beginning with this idea that it's the entire goal of the program, that I'm to have a spiritual awakening as the result of the steps, so I can carry this message to others. And so for me, you know, being back in step one every day, I'm using that intuitive notion of connecting with others to when somebody pops into my head, I pause, I send them a text. Another fellow, you know, share with me your powerlessness today. Share with me, you know, how you get the neutrality with food. You know, connect with others. And that's the service that we learn in this program, is just to reach out. You know, keep it simple. I don't have to, know the history. And, you know, it's like, where, God, are you in my heart so that I can seek your will for me today? And it's this simple idea, call others, reach out, connect with others. And it gets me out of my self-reliance. And so, just here, just showing up, and grateful to be on a meeting with all of y'all. Thanks, I pass.
Thank you so much, Carrie G. Eileen M., please share now, followed by Robin P., and please let us know where you're calling from. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning. This is Eileen M. I am a recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. And this is a really great paragraph. I know that God's will for me is to share the gift of recovery and to show other people that there is hope, there is a solution. And, you know, if you are recovered, you have a precious gift to share with other people. And, you know, I talk to people on the line often that either say that they're afraid to sponsor or they don't have time to sponsor. And, you know, I was thinking that, you know, if I had time to compulsively overeat, I have time to sponsor someone. And, you know, in terms of being afraid to sponsor, it's part of trusting and relying on God. I mean, you know, God showed me how to sponsor people. I mean, I would ask my higher power, like, you know, what can I do to be of help to this person? And, you know, like anything else, I think sponsoring gets better with practice. And, you know, you can make a difference to, you know, you don't have to sponsor like 10 people. You can have one person, you know, if you're really busy. And the thing is, you know, just making a difference to that one person is so important. And it says many times in the Big Book that this is very important to do that. I mean, Bill says, you know, if we don't do this, we're not going to survive the certain trials and low spots ahead. And, you know, I think about on page 154, you know, Bill's first visit with Dr. Bob. I mean, here he is. Bill is in this hotel. You know, he's wondering how his bill is going to be paid. He's very nervous about it. And he sees a bar at the end of the hall. And so he realizes, it says, you know, he's on thin ice. So he has a choice. He can go to the bar or he can go and call, you know, make a phone call. And, you know, that's the whole basis of how the fellowship started, was his, you know, finding Dr. Bob and helping him, you know, carrying the message to him. And then, you know, when Dr. Bob recovered, they went on and they helped other people. And, you know, it just, that's so empowering to hear about, you know, to read that. And I just, you know, I learned so much from sponsoring other people. And it's really part of, to me, it's part of the work that we do in 10, 11, and 12. You know, if I'm truly relying on God, that's what that means to me, is relying on God is doing 10, 11, and 12 every day. So thanks so much. This is a really good discussion. I pass.
Thank you so much, Eileen M. from New Hampshire. And now we'll have Robin P. from beautiful Costa Rica. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Dawn. Thanks so much. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And I just really appreciate all the shares. Wow, such great shares. Thank you. You know, for me, I just sponsored the way I was sponsored. And I was told the first question that my sponsor asked me, was, are you willing to go to any lengths to recover? And I was willing to go to any lengths to compulsive overeat. And so it was, and I just said, yes, I knew I was done. And I asked people to pray about it, you know, and just take a day to pray about it and see, you know, pray, are you willing to go to any lengths to recover? And sometimes people have come back to me and said, no, they weren't ready. And I just said, then just pray to hit bottom. And because that's all, you know, to take the first step, we have to be done and admit true powerlessness. And I feel I'm so grateful to be living in 10, 11, and 12 today and also to be of service. And even there's so many ways to be of service. You know, and I had so much time to compulsive overeat the way someone else shared. And so I definitely have time to sponsor. And the thing that's helped me so much, too, is to know that our abstinence is a light for other people. And even being abstinent and in recovery today is a blessing and is being a role model for people. And then sharing and carrying the message in all of our affairs. You know, I get to shine the light wherever I go, you know, when we go out to eat with friends, you know, and just in our daily activities and how we act with people. And right now we're learning organic farming here and we've been taking a course and we're with people very intensely. And we just get to practice these principles in all of our affairs as well as sponsoring. So thank you. God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinent day.
Thank you, Robin P. And now, Jody E., will you share with us, followed by Jordan L. Good morning, Jody.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much, Dawn and everybody, for these wonderful shares. I agree. Everybody has said all the key points. I'll just add about in all our affairs, this past weekend, I, too, was taking a course in permaculture, similar to organic agriculture. And, you know, just as in anything I've ever studied, if I don't, at the end of my course of study, share it in some way with others, then I'm not going to get the benefits of the program myself. I have to share what I've been given, pass it on. I can't be a continual student. If I don't, you know, become a teacher at some point, then I lose what I've learned. I forget it. Teach to learn is something I learned in another course of study that I undertook. So I become a teacher of these 12 steps so that I can remember them, so that I can learn more about them, so that I can help others and thereby help myself. And it is a joy. I do learn so much, and I do get so much from my sponsees. Sometimes, in the course of sponsoring, it becomes apparent that maybe I'm not the best teacher for you at this time, and you need to experience a new teacher. That's fine. It doesn't mean that we are no longer buddies in the program. We can still be part of a God squad for each other. We are brothers and sisters here. We are a family. I'm not going anywhere. And you probably aren't either. So let's be a family, help each other as we can, when we can, and love each other in the process. Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful blueprint for progress and for life. And with that, I share.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Jody E. And a quick reminder, we are on page 89, the first paragraph, starting with practical experience shows. And we're commenting on that one paragraph only. Now we're going to have Jordan L. share with us, and then I'm going to be opening up the lines to take more names of people who would like to share. So good morning, Jordan.
Good morning. My name's Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado, and grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting talking to you guys and gals, you folks, about step number 12. I just want to take us back to Bill's story just for a second and kind of like a reminder. I remind myself of this all the time, actually, that when Bill started working with others, it kept him sober. When I start working with others, it keeps me abstinent. We talk a lot about being a service, and that's awesome. What usually happens is we do usually end up being of service. But step 12 is actually selfish. it's actually a very selfish thing. And I found that approaching that, especially in the beginning when I first started practicing the 12th step, was actually a really good thing. To think of it as being selfish. This is something that I do for me in my own recovery in order to stay abstinent. I'm really not all that altruistic. I'm not like some angelic person who's like ready to go and, you know, save all the compulsive overeaters after I get through the steps. I do this so that I can stay abstinent, and it's really effective because every time I carry the message, every time I tell my story to another compulsive overeater of how it was that I got here and how it is that I got abstinent and am staying abstinent, it reinforces that. It internalizes it, you know, it brings power to my own program. That's God working in my life, you know? And it's, I think it's really important to remember that, especially when we first start sponsoring, because it's like, it's not some perfect process that goes wonderfully right out of the gate, you know? I had lots of awkward conversations and even some people that yelled at me when I first started sponsoring, and it's all good, you know, like it's all good. And you can carry the message without actually sponsoring someone. Just getting on a phone call and telling your story is carrying the message, you know.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about here, is simply carrying the message. And we do it for ourselves. So thank you for letting me share. That's all I got.
Thank you, Jordan L. from Colorado. And now I'm going to be opening up the lines to take the names of more people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience as well. So who would like to share with us?
Nadia B.
Nadia B.
Sure.
I'm sorry, that was cutting out. Who is that?
Sherry Josie.
Very good. Sherry Josie. Thank you.
Christy M.
Christy M. I have Nadia B., Sherry Josie, Christy M. Who else would like to share? Well, let's get started with Nadia B. Good morning, Nadia. Press star one.
Good morning. Good morning, Dawn. Nadia B. here, gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Connecticut. I love this paragraph. A paragraph is something that I started to read in my morning meditation just recently. And what usually stands out for me is the suggestion word. You know, I when I first came here, I thought this was a suggested program, and I can just take it a la carte. You know, I can use your food plan and, you know, a bunch of stuff, but I can do, you know, just what I want to do when I want to do this. And therefore, you know, I had no immunity from eating. You know, I ate in most inconvenient for me times, you know, 3 days before my wedding, you know, that I could not stop. You know, when I went on an elaborate vacation with my husband, you know, first day I've picked up the food, and the rest is history. You know, 10 days, I couldn't remember what I did besides, you know, eating. You know, and today, this is not a suggestion for me. It says, carry this message to other alcoholics, you know. And for me, it's merely a warning, you know. Practical experience. Whose practical experience? Experience of decades of you know, this book has been published for the past, I think it's going to be, what, 90 years soon. You know, whose experiences of those who have what I have. You know, I have no immunity. This is my daily reprieve, and I've, you know, I'm so blessed today to understand that I have to sponsor, or I have to carry this message to other alcoholics in most inconvenient for me times, especially in most inconvenient for me times, you know, from the hospital bed, from when my kid is sick, from when my kids are little, for when I'm pregnant, for when I'm having, you know, hard time in my marriage, for when I'm very busy at work. You know, this experience, my practical experience shows today that this what, you know, I am today blessed for a few years with this freedom from obsession with food. And I would not exchange it for anything in my life today. So I'm very blessed to have, you know, people in my life, people that want to work this program, that know that without, you know, this higher power, I'm nothing. And they're willing to work with me today and practice this program of action in all our affairs. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Nadia B. from Connecticut. Sherry Jo C., will you share with us now, followed by Christy M. Good morning, Sherry Jo.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you so much. This is Sherry Jo C., a recovered compulsive eater in Southern California. And thank you so much for the reading and for all the beautiful shares. I love this paragraph. I love the word insure. I mean, I love insurance. I love predictability, right? I mean, it was guaranteed that my addiction was just going to get worse and worse. I mean, always worse, never better. So to have a path forward where I'm actually insured immunity, it was unbelievable to me. And I remember the first time I ever gave service. It was a really simple thing. A woman after an in-person meeting years ago was waiting for her husband to come and pick her up. And it was in Michigan. It was a really very not weather friendly night. And I remember waiting with her for her husband to come. There was this feeling that came over me, and I had not really felt it before. And I think, you know, what I realized was I had the feeling that I actually had the capacity to care about somebody else other than myself. And I think way deep down inside, a lot of the fears that I had about this illness was that it had killed that in me, or that maybe I was constitutionally incapable, you know, of caring about other people. And I think that's how far we get cut off from ourselves and from humanity, our humanity, you know, loving ourselves, loving other people, and feeling a part of things. And I think that's one thing that being of service has really done for me, that sense of belonging. When I started giving service at my in-person meetings, when I started, you know, being of service through sponsorship, it was this feeling of belonging, that I really belonged here and that I actually had something to contribute. And as a sponsor and sponsorship terms specifically, I don't think of myself as a guide or as a teacher. I think of myself as a fellow sufferer who's not suffering anymore. And that by sharing my experience, strength, and hope, you know, I mean, if nothing else, it's obvious that this program works. I don't suffer anymore. You know, my compulsive eating days, I don't experience that torture anymore. I mean, my abstinent way of eating is just a way of life. It's a second nature to me now. And I work all 12 steps every day. I don't necessarily live in the last three. I live in all 12 because I have to admit my powerlessness every day. And I have to be always working, you know, that inventory within myself and really reaching out, asking God to take things. I like to get in there and try and, work at myself. But I always have to remember, no, just tell God, just, you know, ask him to say, please take it, you know. And as far as being trusted servants, I love that we read the traditions. I mean, we're trusted servants. We don't govern. I don't give my sponsees instructions. I don't tell them what to do. I share my experience, strength, and hope. I really have a strong feeling about that. I don't think that my role as a sponsor is to give anyone advice about anything, only to share what has worked for me and what others have been so kind and generous to share with me. Thank you so much. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Christy M. And now we are going to open up the lines to take more names of people who would like to share. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us? I'll take a couple more names.
Crystal S., California.
Crystal S.
Ronnie B.
Ronnie B. Okay, we'll stop there. Okay, Crystal S., will you share with us, followed by Ronnie B.? Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning. This is Crystal S. from California. I'm pretty drunk, and I am so grateful for all the shares this morning. Thank you. I'm still keeping my spot here and showing up, and I was thinking, boy, if my sponsor hadn't opened up his mouth, I wouldn't know about him. So I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to hear about without words like ensure. And if I just keep practicing daily, I too will be of service to others in this program. And I was thinking about today I'm walking along the water instead of running, and the compulsion to overeat or overrun for some strange reason is not here today. And I'm just so full of gratitude, and I thank everyone for being here today. With that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Crystal S. And now, Ronnie B., will you share with us this morning?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Ronnie B. in Missouri, happy to be here, grateful for your service. I like a lot about what's been said in the paragraph. So, you know, if it wasn't for a service that my sponsor gives me, I wouldn't be able to do service to sponsor someone else. And, you know, she's taught me a lot of things, and one of them is patience and compassion with others. You know, and I just happen to have the nature of where I'm like a bottom line person. So, like, get on with the story and let's just move to the solution. And sometimes people need to speak because, you know, I find I need to. So her patience and compassion are a couple of things that are real gifts. And when I can employ them, I feel better about my own self. So, and you know, what I can share is my experience, strength, and hope that in November, I can't believe it's next month, right before Thanksgiving, 2 years ago, is when I put the food down. And the biggest thing that had to go, of course, was the sugar. And if anyone would have ever said, I could go this long without picking up a binge food or buying it and having it home just in case my daughter would want it. Anything I brought home in case she wanted, she never got. So I have to remember, I am powerless every day. And my thinking when I wake up is most likely going to be off kilter, because this is a day at a time program, and I have to employ these tools each and every day. So I'm grateful that I have a sponsor who gives me a good outline and talks about 10, 11, and 12 a whole lot. And that's what we did last night. And so if I can pass that on to someone else, I will absolutely grow from that. And that is what I'm saying. I need to be a sponsor. So I'm grateful to the person I sponsored today. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ronnie B. And I'll take another name of someone who would like to share. If you haven't shared in the last 3 days, please share with us who would like to take that spot.
Kathy Z.
Okay, please share with us, Kathy.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure if I was heard or not. This is Kathy Z.
Yes, go ahead, Kathy.
Go ahead, Kathy. I'm sorry, I'll have to pass.
Okay.
Sorry about
that.
Yeah,
I'm hearing feedback.
Some feedback.
Who else would like to share with us this morning? Is there someone else who would like to share who hasn't shared in the last 3 days?
Nirvana in Southern California.
Karen K.
Was that Nirvana A?
Nirvana A.
Yeah, we're getting some feedback. Nirvana, go ahead.
Okay, so I just have a quick comment that, you know, my mom always said, like, water that is stagnated will smell and you'll have mosquitoes. You should always let it run. So that's how I feel of service, that I can't keep it for myself. It's going to rot. I have to share it, like, you know, let the water flow, let the river flow. And the other thing is, when you give unconditionally, when I sponsor unconditionally, it might be selfish at the beginning, but what I get out of it at the end, when my sponsees are doing well, that gives me so much joy that it outdoes that selfish reason that I first thought I had to share it or I had to do this. At the end, it gives you a lot more joy, and that's why I think I keep doing it. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nirvana. And we do have time for yet another share. Who would like to share with us? Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So is there someone else? Who is that in Southern California?
Ann in Southern California.
Perfect, Ann. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I love this meeting, and my name is Ann. I'm an overeater, and I've been trying to come back. I want to thank people who called me when I identified as a newcomer a couple of weeks ago. My food is still not great. I have a tremendous amount of pain in my body, like overwhelming pain in my body, and I'm an athlete, and I can't really play my sport, and that's almost worse even than the weight gain. I think I will stay on and leave my number as a still attempting to return newcomer. But if anybody has any experience with body pain from the food they're eating, I'd sure appreciate that. And I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anne from California. And we actually have time for another share. So we had some quick shares here. So who would like to take a spot at the end of our meeting here, if you haven't shared in the last 3 days?
Karen K.
Karen K. Go ahead, Karen.
Hi, guys. I am returning, and I just want to say that I have a page of shared information from everyone, and it was fantastic. Immunity is an intensive work with others. Be other-centered. Carry this message. I can learn from others. You share what you learn so you can get the benefits of learning. It is so wonderful to be back to this meeting and to get this information. The other is the freedom from obsession is fantastic. And when I started working with others, when Bill started working with others, it kept him sober. Things that I have in another program 15 years, read all this stuff in the big book. But I'll tell you, listening to people share at this meeting, and this meeting particularly, is a wealth of information. And I thank all of you. I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Karen Kay. And I agree, the shares this morning have been absolutely just amazing and so valuable. Thank you so much to everyone who shared, and in doing so really did service. You're carrying the message this morning in such a powerful way. Thank you so much. We're now going to close with the reading on the Big Book, page 64, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Stephanie L. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Stephanie L., recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Excuse me, ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answer will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Pass.